Father, we do come to you and thanking you in that wonderful name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, I'm thankful today that there's many a broken heart here right now. And there's many a contrite spirit. And Lord, you said that you give grace to the humble. Lord, thank you that we've come to the end of ourselves. Thank you, Lord, that you're pressing this people, Lord. Lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? God, help us to take that, to apprehend, Lord God, to embrace that it's given on behalf not just to believe on Jesus Christ, but to suffer for his name. Lord, help us to rise up and to say, thank you that I am a son of God. Thank you that you've made me worthy to suffer together with you, that I may be glorified together with you. Now, Lord, we come to you this morning. We're already there in the name of Jesus. We're delighting before you, and Lord, you're taking delight in us. We're before your throne, God, and we know in that place you will richly feed us because of your faithfulness. God, help us to bask in the beauty of your Son this morning. Help us to grow up into that truth and love. God, let it just shine and radiate from within. We give you the praise, we give you the honor and thanks, and may it be done all to and in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Open up your Bibles with me this morning. We're going to Romans chapter 5. That's Romans chapter 5. We'll begin reading verse 1. It says, therefore, I like therefore. It's done. Being justified by faith, my goodness, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There was a young man that gave his heart to the Lord this morning out in the foyer. I pray he understands that, because he'll never have anything but peace with God. He accepted Christ as his Savior. You have peace with God. Hallelujah. All right. By whom also, my goodness, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, brothers and sisters, that's where we're going to sit today by God's grace, is in that second verse. By grace we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. One more time. By grace we stand, and by grace we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, what is the glory of God? Colossians 1:27 leaves us no doubt. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you realize why God messes with you? Do you realize why he deals with you? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're important to God. You're God's importance. Because now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. I got one amen. I'm just kidding. So by grace, brothers and sisters, we stand. And by grace, we rejoice in hope of Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's marvelous, magnificent. God's working something here. Now, I want you to understand, quite a few Christians, and I say, praise be to God, get the first part of this verse. Aren't we thankful? Aren't you thankful when you meet anybody that has received and understands that they were saved by grace? Isn't that wonderful? Oh,
You talk about peace. It's the peace of God, isn't it? Yeah, you have the peace of God. You have peace with God. Isn't that wonderful? And there's just such peace there because Jesus Christ. By grace we stand. Yep, they get it. And it's wonderful. But my goodness, why not take all that grace has to offer? Listen to again what this is saying, brothers and sisters. What God wants with his grace in us is grace that will give us faith. Grace that will give us faith to turn on in us. I mean, light it up. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what's lacking, brothers and sisters, in our lives. That's what's lacking most of the time in many a Christians. They limit the work of grace in their lives. They get so sweetly that you're saved by grace. Hallelujah. God, it was that blood. But now I'm going to do something. Why would God turn from his perfect work on the cross? He doesn't. He wouldn't. He's not going to. He doesn't need any help. He gave everything he had in the Lamb. The perfect Lamb. The work, everything finished. The life, absolutely perfect. So you think how divinely God did that. And he said, I have a plan that I'm going to create man. And man is going to have his choice, and he will. He'll make decision. And he'll make decision, are you for me or against me? And there is one way that we are for God, and that's in his son. See how beautiful that is? You received my son, you got me. Because you know what? You received my son, you got his life. I see you as my son. I see no difference here. I see my son. It's so magnificent how he looks at us. It's so magnificent that I know by God's grace I am, not will be, not someday, I am a son of God. And when he looks at me, when he sees my brothers and sisters in Christ, he sees us as his son. Think of the importance to God in that. Think of the love. Think of how his heart is ravished. Do you have children here today? When you look at your kids, didn't your heart just ache? Those moments when they're just sitting there and you just look at them and say, how beautiful, how marvelous, God, you gave me that. How much more the Father and his Son? This is what it's about, is that he sees us and he looks at us and he holds us. He never lets us go. It's my Son. It's my Son. Oh, my goodness. We going to get through this? I don't know. I want to take off out of here to my Father. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I'm going to get back on it. Sober for your sakes. 1 Corinthians 15. It says there that Paul, he could have made vain the grace of God that was bestowed on his life. And it says so specifically there, he could have made it vain if he didn't allow grace to come into his life and have her perfect work. See, people look there. See, he labored more than they all. We'll read the second part of that. But it wasn't me at all. It was the grace of God that was with me. It was the grace of God that's in me. Hallelujah. It's the grace of God. And Paul would have made vain that if he didn't continue on in grace. Do you see? How beautiful and how sweet and perfect and simple that is. It never changed from the moment that God saved you with his blood. It's the same blood that empowers by grace to grow on with Christ Jesus. How wonderful that it doesn't change. And Paul said, I didn't make that vain. And we are to follow Paul in his faith and love and truth as he followed Christ. So there's the mark, if you will, of the testimony of the love and truth and faith of Jesus Christ. Follow him as he followed Christ. And how did he follow Christ? Grace. He continued to apprehend grace. It wasn't a life of doing and don'ting. He had to stop and tell them time and time again the word of God. They wanted to talk about works of the flesh and all these things. Yes, that's works of the flesh. But he kept coming back to say, that's not who you are. Not in Christ. That's the lie. That's the deception. That's the lie, who you are not. If you start recognizing who you are in Christ, let me tell you something. It will hit you that this is who I am. Let it fill me. And praise be to God, it gets all that putrid stuff just right out. How wonderful. How wonderful. Now, same thing in Galatians 1. He could have made vain the grace of God if in any way, shape, or form he would have turned to his own flesh for perfection. As he said to those Galatians, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?" Oh, my goodness. You talk about a godly anger. He'd been with those guys a long time. And they still wanted those beggarly elements. God help us to wake up in this. What are we still rolling in mire for, brothers and sisters? He could come today. I praise the Lord. I hear it often. Oh, he's going to finish the good work he's begun. Oh, sure he is. He's going to finish it. But is he going to finish it in you before the first trump or after it? Will he? Praise God, I'm trusting he will by his grace. By his grace. Now, what about now after receiving, though, the knowledge of this grace? And this is what I'm talking about here is this ultimate desire for his grace. If Paul would have said, no, Lord. I'm just satisfied with merely knowing its keeping power. I know I'm saved, praise the Lord. I know I'm saved by grace. I'm saved forever, but that's it. There just couldn't be any more. I can't take any more. And all I say to that is praise be to God that Paul didn't stop. Praise be to God that Brother Paul, by grace, was enabled to go on and yielded to the perfect will of God. He received that calling for the Lord from the Lord that said, "Son, I want you to be glorified together with me." Isn't that awesome? See, I don't want you just somewhere afar off beholding the glory of me. I want you to get on in here and be the glory with me. It is a huge difference, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? How many time and time again, you know, you get that example throughout the Word of God? Like Mary taking the better part at Jesus' feet. She wasn't beholding the glory. She was holding. She was in it. She was there. You know? All those others were running back and forth and said, "Oh, what are you doing? You're not helping us." Well, I'm not going to waste my time helping you. I want the best part. Amen? That's right. What about all the sons of the prophets that saw Elisha and looked at Elijah afar off? They beheld that great rapture. They thought they saw that incredible thing happened. It was awesome. But I'll tell you what, there was one that was right in it. He might have not been taken up that moment, but let me tell you something. He got a double portion. Yes, he did, because he went in the glory. Brothers and sisters, we got to get in this stuff. Praise God. Quit looking at it, as they say, sitting on the premises, and start standing on the promises. My goodness, God says, let me tell you something. I want you to take my grace, and I want you to be joint heirs together with me. As a husband and wife, praise God in the midst of my throne. And I appreciate that. That would be our throne. Hallelujah. What do you think? Oh, my goodness. What's he talking about? About the Word of God. About the Word of God. And these are the things by his grace we need to preach and to bring more earnest heed to these things as we see this day approaching. Now, I've heard many times people tell me, I mentioned it the other day, I remember that brother got off the pulpit that one time preaching, and he ran up to me, and I appreciated his love and zeal for the Lord. He was a pastor, and he says, "Son, you're too adamant about Paul's gospel." And I just looked at him, I said, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank the Lord." That's the greatest compliment you could give. It is. Do you see what I'm saying? To my Lord, it wasn't to me. It was to the faithfulness of God. Brothers and sisters, I have been accused of being too intense. I have been accused a lot of times of saying, brother, let me tell you something. You're just on this thing, and you believe too much. You're seeing maybe too many things here. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate Peter when he said something to Paul, and he said that in 2 Peter 3:16. He said Paul was speaking many things that were hard to be understood to them who were unlearned and unstable. Huh? Praise be to God. You might look at me as unstable. You may look at me as some type of a fool. But I am a fool for Christ's sake. And my stability is on the rock. And it cannot be moved. See, and that's the beautiful thing about growing on and going on with God. This is His purpose. Brothers and sisters, our natural minds will never, ever be able to conceive the unsearchable riches of His grace. You could not conceive that. When you try to approach this in your own mind to say, well, why would God do that? Well, you just lost it. You're gone. You've removed. You have to have the mind of Christ. And here again is the mind of Christ. These are the promises of God, and they're yea and amen. He didn't say things just to tempt you. It's impossible for Him to tempt. He's telling you truth. And the truth is, I'm looking for a readied wife, and He wants it to be you. This is who He's preaching to, is to you. Thanks be to God, a precious body to come out, hallelujah, from the body, a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, a people for His name's sake. See, I only have one that's taken my name's sake. She was the only one crazy enough. And she'll tell you how true that is. But I just got one. And praise the Lord. Many virgins. Huh? They've done a lot of wonderful things. But there's one that excelleth them all. Come on, let Him speak this to us today, brothers and sisters. Come on, waking up. Those are the ones that are going to see Him. They're not going to sleep through it as the thief in the night. See, that's why, brothers and sisters, this unsearchable riches of grace, to really understand it, the Holy Spirit made it so clear through Paul in Galatians 1. I encourage you to go back and listen to those studies that God has been bringing out here lately and on Wednesday night. Paul did not learn this glorious gospel of the grace of God from any man. He didn't. It wasn't of man either. Because man can't think, they can't comprehend, they couldn't even figure out grace. It's apart from our flesh. Our flesh wants to do, and God wants us to let. Isn't that ironic how He did that? But that's the marvel, that's the miracle of the Lord. That's why I'm telling you, when He can take one of us, and He can grow us up into all things by His grace, it puts parting the Red Sea to shame. It does, because it's just so impossible. I could kind of comprehend, well, He could take the water and do that. But when I really look at me and think about grace, oh my goodness, I'm so far apart from that. Every moment He brings it in. But Lord, can't I do? No, honey, it's free. No, can't I? It's like Brother Hill used to say, what don't you understand about free? That guy want to give him the shoes? Well, how much do you want? No, they're yours. Well, can I do something for you? No, it's yours. Well, can I at least bring you some? What don't you understand about free? I gave it to you. Appreciate it. Enjoy it. That's what you can do for me. Praise God. Live in it. Grow in it. These are the things that God is bringing forth. But see, brothers and sisters, it had to come right from the throne of grace, and it did, and all by the revelation of Jesus Christ. As He said in the Word of God, by my Spirit saith the Lord. And see, the Spirit, praise the Lord, He's for us. That Godhead is joined. It's in perfect agreement. And if God be for us, who could be against us? We just need to let God do the work. Just as Brother Paul said, all of that grace that was given to me, I didn't make it in vain. See, Peter struggled with that a long time, didn't he? He received grace from God. That's all God's got is grace. Do you understand that? God doesn't give works. He just gives grace. And God gives all of this wonderful grace. And Peter kept stumbling with that. He made it vain because he kept thinking, well, Lord, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and all. But see, Brother Paul received that grace, that glorious doctrine. It didn't come through Peter. It didn't come through any of the apostles. It didn't come through any of the disciples. It didn't come through man. God hit him on the road to Damascus and then set him apart and said, I took the chief of sinners. I took the one that was dragging out the Christians to kill him. And I'm going to show you what the grace of God can do. That's mighty. That's beyond mighty. Now, brothers and sisters, what do we think that Paul is saying here in our text? That after knowing the Lord so many years and growing in this grace, because we're talking Romans, we're talking Paul had, you know, been encouraged in the Lord here at least 20 years. You think he was still hoping to see glory? Come on. Do you think he was still hoping to see glory? He had already been, he knew he was seated in the heavens in Christ. He already knew that he was a son of God. He already knew that his citizenship is in heaven. Let me tell you something. I can tell you without any doubt, I can tell you the truth. Paul was not hoping to see glory. Paul had already seen glory. What Paul was hoping for was to be glory. Come on. Oh, we got to step a little bit further. We got another couple hours. To be revealed as God's very glory. To be revealed. See, we are vessels, brothers and sisters, every one of us. See, I believe the Word of God. I believe the Word of God, not what you think, not what you did last week, last night, last month, last year. I believe the Word of God, and the Word of God tells me that we are vessels prepared afore. That means in ages past, God saw it, there was a plan, and we've been prepared afore unto glory. See, that's our purpose, brothers and sisters, and maybe better put, that's His purpose in us. And the purpose in us is to bestow and to show forth, to bestow and to show forth the riches of His glory on His vessels of mercy. Not the riches of His glory on the people that acted really good and did lots of neat things and charity work and all of that. Did you see what it said there? It said, on His vessels of mercy. Mercy is complete, unmerited favor. You were completely guilty and you deserve the most horrid, violent death, and you were exonerated from it all. But not just exonerated and forgiven, you were even shown favor beyond that. And then by God's grace, you allow that grace to work, and then you understand that you're not just favored, but you're highly favored. And why again? Because the seed that remaineth. The seed that remaineth. Now, do you understand why you just can't help but love God? Now, do you understand why things, I really do believe by God's grace, things are moving, they're accelerating in joy and peace and love in your life? It's because that's what happens when we apprehend the love of God. You want to live for Him. You'll let Him live in you, reign in you. There's transforming power that happens. God, we become quick. It's wonderful. The conviction of the Lord becomes quicker and quicker. Isn't it amazing? I love it how we're not slow to believe the things as we go on with the Lord. We're quick to believe. As sweet Esther, she took those things speedily from Him. She realized that she wasn't worthy of anything. She was just an orphan girl. There was no reason that she should have been bestowed anything. But you know what? They kept giving to her. And then they were showing her much favor. And then she realized she wasn't just highly favored, she was the favored one. And then it was so precious that because of all of that, she said, well, you know what? I'm just going to take my chances. I'm going to get out there before the king. What do you think? There's no chances in that, by the way. It's a promise. It's a promise. We have a better thing, don't we? Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters. Isn't it wonderful? It's just like a song. He keeps playing a symphony to us, and it's marvelous. But brothers and sisters, the word of His grace. You want to get strong in the Lord by God's grace? You want to grow up in the Lord? I believe you do. You wouldn't be coming to church. You wouldn't be coming by God's grace to this meeting. Well, it's very simple what builds us up and makes us strong. The word of his grace. Notice how he didn't just say the word, but it's the word of his grace, reminding us again, it's the grace of God. It's the message of my unmerited favor to you. Praise God. My unending love, that you never deserved anything, but I can't help but love you because that's just the way I set it up. How wonderful. How marvelous. Now, come on, brothers and sisters, let's step on again a little bit more. And it says, the word of his grace is building me up and giving me an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I heard this the other day. Somebody was kind of saying, well, we couldn't have what Paul had. That's unscriptural. And again, that's stinking unbelief. I'm not comparing myself to Paul. I'm just thankful I'm rejoicing with the gospel that he preached. And the most wonderful words I think he ever said was, not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Isn't that wonderful? And that exalted rank of righteousness, that's what the crown of righteousness is. It's exalted. Praise God. How much do you want the Lord to be exalted in your life? I want him completely exalted in my life. I do believe you do too. Amen, you do. Praise the Lord. Well, this is how you let him exalt himself completely in your life. Receive grace to have faith to believe in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' message. That he does want you to rule and to reign jointly with him. Praise God. That's who you are in Christ. That's what the vessel prepared afore unto glory. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you something. This word of his grace that's building us up and giving us an inheritance, it is the mother lode of forever and ever. It's called the exceeding riches of his grace. This is the last little step we're going to take today, but hang in there because the ride's not over. The exceeding riches of his grace. If you've read the word of God, I'm sure you've read that before. But let's talk as we close about the exceeding riches of his grace. Do you know that that is coming forth, praise God? It's coming forth. It's getting ready to be bestowed throughout all eternity, the exceeding riches of his grace. And I'm going to ask you something today. What do you think the exceeding riches of his grace is? Or maybe better are. Well, I'm going to tell you what they are. They're the ones by God's grace that have apprehended and stand in his grace and glory to be revealed in his grace and praise the Lord that know that it is his greatest and only inheritance, that this is his treasured prize, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In the ages to come. You think it's worth the wait? Do you think when he says endure the hardness as a good soldier, when you start thinking about that, it's like, oh yeah, it's not worthy to be compared. But thanks for comforting me, Lord. Come on. This is who we are. This is what he's got. Praise the Lord, the unsearchable riches of his Christ, of grace. The unsearchable riches of Christ are not the things that God has, but the things, praise the Lord, the souls that he cherishes. It is. See, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He has all that. Praise the Lord, his inheritance is in the saints. He cherishes the souls. Praise God that received this message that because of Christ in me, I really do believe by God's grace I will be displayed as the exceeding riches of his grace. In his kindness, praise God. It's so amazing, brothers and sisters, what's before us. So I'll tell you what, we're going to stand in grace, by grace. We're going to trust in his grace. We're going to rejoice in his grace. And we're not going to rejoice not in, I'll tell you what, not in a hope that's an if, but a hope that is a when. A hope that is a when the glory of God shall be revealed. And I ask you again, What is that pinnacle moment of the revelation of the glory of God? Well, I'll tell you what. There's a readied wife, the Lamb's wife, and she's seen descending out of heaven, having the glory of God. And it says in the Word of God that that city had no need for a sun or a moon, for the glory of God did lighten it.
Seeing that we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run this race with patience, laying aside every weight and the sin that would so easily beset us, and let us look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Consider him.
And the Lamb is the light thereof. Father, we thank you. We praise you. And again, we come as your family, as a people, but thank the Lord, we know that we're called and chosen. And God, we know it's all because of the blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, you've brought out many things today. Thank you, Lord, that you're working so mightily in us, that there's a labor of your grace that's going on. And Lord, we just ask your continued hedge of protection over us in grace. Help us to rely on the grace of God. Help us to trust more in that grace, Lord. Because it says we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's an importance that you're emphasizing to us as of late again. God, the last touches of the masterpiece are coming forward. And Lord, it began, it's continuing on, and it will be finished alone in the marvelous grace of your precious Son, the Lamb of God. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.